Welcome back at our Case Auto Center High School football scoreboard show. Going back to our coaches hotline, another winning coach tonight and a district championship winning coach. 2A District 2, Kemper Catholic routes Okoboji 35-0. Ryan Steinkamp, head coach for the Knights, with us right now. Coach, how are we doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
You bet, you bet. We appreciate you taking the time to chat with us. Again, congrats on the win. Tell me a little bit about it, kind of, you know, what was behind this this performance?
As an overall team effort, you know, our defense played really well, offense. We were able to run the ball, you know, kind of just take what was there and kind of keep the chains moving and, played overall great team football. Mm-hmm.
Jaron Hoffman was already over 100 very, very early in the game. Certainly your running game opens up your passing game and vice versa. Can you just speak to that offense and, you know, way though everything has worked so well together all year long?
Yeah. I think it's just the all 11 guys being on the same page. You know, everybody's unselfish. You know, the receivers are willing to block. O-line, you know, they love when we run the ball, but they're willing to do the pass protection too. And then it's just, you know, getting the ball out quick and just taking what's there too. And then our kid just makes some plays. Mm-hmm.
Certainly the defense too. It's not the first shutout of the season for your defense. Tell me a little bit about that. You know, who are some of the leaders of that defense and what makes it go so well?
Yeah. I thought the defense played great. Our seniors really stepped up tonight, too. It was our senior night. Our seniors on defense, you know, Jack Bating, Sean Healy, Brayden Alford, Charlie Mayhall, and McGuire Hoyt just did a great job, you know, playing assignment football. And we tackled really well tonight. You know, Okoboji has some really good skill players, and we knew that, you know, they caused some conflicts in space. And our guys did a great job tackling.
Yeah, I guess it was actually the first shutout, but there was a lot of times where the game was, you know, over and the other teams were scoring on you. Ryan Steinkamp, again, from Kemper Catholic, head coach, 35-0 over Okoboji tonight. And coach, you know, 8-0 undefeated season, getting ready now for the state playoffs. Just tell me a little bit, you have been in the playoffs as a coach, and you know, you have experience in that regard. What's best about this team when it comes to, you know, the postseason in terms of things that will travel, things that will play well in the postseason?
Yeah, I think it's this way we kind of practice and our mentality all year. You know, we've had some really good opponents this year, and just respecting everybody. And we always talk about, you know, each week everybody's 0-0, you respect your opponent. And I think that just kind of that transitions well into the playoffs because it's a new season for everybody, and everybody's got goals and aspirations of, you know, playing their best and getting on to the next game. Mm-hmm.
Certainly, you know, 8-0, it didn't just start 8 weeks ago. Speak to that a little bit and the work that has been put in maybe since the end of last year's season to where you are now.
Yeah. You know, we got a lot of really good athletes, you know, multi-sport kids. That's what we want. And, you know, but they do a great job in the weight room. We had a really good summer of guys just, you know, participating, showing up, working hard, just doing the little things that are showing up now. Mm-hmm.
Kemper Catholic, another win tonight, 35-0 over Okoboji, and district championship. Number one rated Knights, looking forward to finding out where they're headed for postseason. Well, they're going to be at home, but certainly who they will be playing in postseason play. Ryan Steinkamp, head coach for Kemper Catholic. Coach, thanks a lot for taking the time to chat with us, and congrats on the win.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.